100 ideas and techniques to dominate that naughty little slave and the dirty, slutty little sissy girls. Let's go. Let's discuss some really dirty, kinky ways to abuse these slaves. We'll start with making them kiss your feet. Every slave should kiss his mistress' feet and worship them. Then we'll go on to making him kiss your ass. Pout that ass in the air and make him worship it. Make him kiss or lick your boots. I love this one, especially when they're dirty. Verbal degradation. Don't we just love shouting at them, calling them all the names and laughing and spitting in their face? I do. Change his name. What could we change his name to? Loser? Betsy? A dog's name? Fido? Spot? Spud? Geek? So many different names that we could call him. Make him wear your used underwear. Make sure you wear the panties, girls, for days and days and days. Then make him suck all the juice out of them and wear them for a week. Then make him sell them on one of the panty selling sites and give you the money. Dress him up like a woman. That's one of my favourites. I absolutely love dressing up my nasty little slaves and making them sissy girls. Pimping them out, making them go out on the streets and make money for me. That's what they're there for. Don't allow him to stand when he's doing the toilet. Perfect. Always make him sit on the seat like a little princess. Collar him. Abuse his cock and balls. One of my favourites again, girls. Lie him down and make sure you have some really, really difficult things to use on him. Make him squirm. I like things like big, thick wooden spoons that I can slap his balls with, elastic bands round the cocks, even threatening to castrate him. These are all good fun for me. What about electrics? Tense machines? Whacking his balls, making him tie them up against a drawer, slamming the drawer shut, candle wax. So many different ways that we can abuse that cock and balls. Get the pegs, get the pins, and make him squirm. Same thing with torturing his nipples. Lots of pegs, and make him ping them till they fall off. Slap his face as hard as you can, make his face bright red. Spit in his face as you slap him. Put him across your knee. Spank him really hard. Take your belt to him. I like a nice leather belt, especially when it leaves the mark right across that bottom. Use a cane. Don't we just love canes? Caning is such a painful thing to get, and he's going to remember it for a long time with the big welts in his ass. Don't ever allow him to speak, unless, of course, you've given him permission. Always apply bathroom privileges. Have him perform oral sex on you, but don't give him any in return. That's only if you want to, girls. That's if you feel a little horny. Make him eat food he hates. Yes, one of my other favourites is to post pictures of him dressed up like a girl online and name and shame him. Put his phone number around his neck and let people call him. Maybe he'll get some dates. Make him sign a contract. Every slave and sissy should be under contract. Make him perform really menial tasks. Now, I love this one. I always remember making one of my slaves sit and count little grains of rice for about 7 hours. And just as he'd finished counting the little pile I'd gave him, I went over and kicked the bag and made them start again. All good fun. Insult his little dick. Well, let's be honest. We all know that these little losers have all got tiny little maggot dicks. Cuckold them. Another good one. Lock him up in chastity. Love it. Just don't let him come. Make him wear high heels all day and stand in the corner. Keep him naked at all times. These are just some of the things that are on my list. And as you can see, I've got 100 different things on the list, and I'm going to come back and update these as we go along. So get cracking and start using that slave. Abuse him.